like sands through the hourglass. These are the bands of your life.
Bands of Your Life, brought to you by Globe Life. Who's your beneficiary? Special site for P1s. Go to globelifep1.com. And this week, our super special guest star answering our Bands of Your Life questionnaire is, with all apologies to Mickey and Todd, the greatest ranch reporter in the history of the Little Ticket. From the Dallas Morning News and SportsDayDFW.com, it's David Moore. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Junior.
David.
Thank you for doing this.
Oh, this is an honor. I've been anxious all weekend. I put together actually 27 lists and finally had to submit one last night. But as far as the super special part, I was wondering about that a couple of weeks ago when you asked me, and I was talking to Jared during a break, and I believe his exact tone and question was, did they really ask you to do this?
That's not true.
What are you doing?
Well, you know, I was just making sure it was a legitimate request and not just something you shot off at the end of the segment.
See, here's the deal. This is why I have high hopes for you on Bands of Your Life, because I have heard you and Robert on Intentional Grounding talking a lot of music before. And Robert's already done this, and he was great. And I think you're going to be great, too, because I know you like music.
Well, I will say Robert texted me yesterday, and he said, I'm fascinated to see whether you have Chubby Checker or Rosemary Clooney on your list.
He texted me and said you were going to be terrible.
And the individual who fills in for you on your show when you get sick of being around your other hosts on occasion also asked me if Glenn Miller or Benny Goodman was going to be on my list. I told him no, it would be Les Brown and the Band of Renown.
Well, let's see who David Moore has on his list. Let's get right to it. And David, we start off with Band That You Hate.
Very quickly, my parameters. This one applied to bands hate, but it's no Beatles, no Stones, no super bands. I may have, you know, I felt I wanted to go in a different direction.
Okay.
And also, I heard a lot of, I have similar taste as some other people who've done this, but there's so many good artists in these areas. I tried to do some different ones so it wouldn't be repetitive. But I think I will lose my Texas bona fides maybe on these first two. For the band I hate, this is actually a guy who spent his formative musical years in Dallas. I believe it's St. Mark's. Then he went to Woodrow Wilson. He kind of reinvented himself. And the reason I hate this band is because of this one song, which I heard on my honeymoon. Wherever we were, we could not get away from this song. And it still raises horrible, horrible memories to this day.
Bad honeymoon, your honeymoon. Huh?
And the song is Jer.
Oh. Okay, yes, this song is a beating.
I agree.
This song is not a good song.
I liked it when it came out.
But
when David was on his
Steve
honeymoon.
Steve Miller has had some really great songs.
Yes.
I know, and this is where I was conflicted because I felt he did early. But I felt as he went along, he changed and was just grabbing because he was losing relevance. And this was the ultimate grab for Abracadabra.
Nobody knows.
Abracadabra.
Reach out and grab you.
Genius.
I don't disagree with this song. I will disagree with him overall. I always liked him, but...
Yeah, David, no, all you've taken Dallas a shot guys at, stick together. Sure, go ahead.
You've taken a shot at one Texan. Let's see if you can continue that trend. Band that you think is overrated.
I love Texas music, and there's so much I love about it and so many.
What a Norm preface this is.
Man, once again, I want to preface this by saying,
well,
no
let
offense.
Me just say. Let me
pre.
And... I'm not saying this band is bad. I'm just saying there are so many wonderful musicians from the state of Texas that do such good things. I don't think this band is to their level. And let's go with ZZ Top.
Gosh.
Whoa. Yeah. Listen to that riff. We talk about a band that's had some great riffs.
They've had great riffs.
But you think they're overrated?
Yes. I believe there are moments within songs that are that I enjoy. But.
And they just maybe repeat them too much.
Yeah, it seems a little repetitive, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a formula. They have. I mean, they're, George, this will drive you crazy. They're just, they're a variation on ABBA, aren't they?
That no. has never been said about this band.
That compares ZZ Top to ABBA? No.
A Texas version of ABBA.
No. What? Howard Jones dorm there.
All right, we're off to a roaring start with David Moore, our ranch reporter from the morning news.
I also say before we go to the next one, yes. Legs, she knows how to use them.
Yep.
Yeah, that's riding.
Awesome.
You know it's right.
Okay, band okay. You think is underappreciated?
Now, this is the one where I had so many and went through. I had the Blind Boys of Alabama here for a while. I had Lucinda Williams, who I think is greatness.
Yeah, yep. Love her.
Mavis Staples. At the end, I went with the group that they burned bright for a while, and I'm a little surprised that they don't resonate more beyond when their peak was. Thought did some outstanding albums, a good body of work. And in fact, I was at a concert. They were at the Sportatorium, and I turned a corner, and there was Mike Reiner back when I saw them at the Sportatorium.
What are you doing here?
The group is...
Make love to me.
Los Lobos.
Huh. All right.
They're Cowboy fans.
I've never done a deep dive on Los Lobos. I know they're one or two big songs, and that's it.
Like what, La Bamba?
Mm-hmm.
Their cover of La Bamba?
Well, that's where they really... But, you know, they did, you know, How the Wolf Survives before that. And then I think they did this, Neighborhood, I think was their first album after La Bamba. That kind of got them, you know, acclaim. But, I, you know, they kind of rose out of that... East LA scene and seemed to kind of disappear. Although I think they did come by the Kessler about 9 months ago, back when bands were
yeah they do come
traveling.
Through
concerts.
Yeah. Okay, David, band that you love.
This is an area I wrestled with as well because so many could go in here. At the end, I decided since I'm an old middle-aged male, you need to do your midlife crisis and do who you love at the moment. So who I love at the moment is Jason Isbell.
All right.
Okay.
I love him.
This
great writer.
This is how you make yourself vanish into nothing. And this is how you make yourself worthy of the love that she gave to you back when you didn't own a beautiful thing. And this is how you make yourself call
I love his song structure. I love his lyrics, too. He's a tremendous
He's a wonderful writer.
Writer.
He really yeah. is.
Tremendous, greatest.
Maybe the greatest ever.
His wife's really a talent, too.
Yeah.
I know, Shires.
Yeah, they were on a... they did a tribute to John Prine.
Yeah, saw it.
Several months ago, and he... Yeah, they did... both of them, Jason and Amanda Shires, performed during that. It was really,
it was
really good.
All right, band you can listen to over and over again.
Again, several on this list. My daughter will probably tell you she heard this act more than maybe any other while she was growing up. Warren Zevon was a strong consideration for me here, but then I started going, you know, a lot of times when I ride after games, I'll put on music, and many, many times I find myself coming back to the music of this artist.
Elvis?
Yeah, this is Elvis.
Elvis.
Watching the Detectives, right?
Yeah.
Great song. Love Elvis Costello.
That's interesting that you can write while listening to music. I get too distracted by it to do anything else.
And I've kind of fallen into a pattern where I get too distracted by if I don't have music. Because I pay attention to everything else that's going on around me. So I
that's
just
interesting.
Like
dive in. I could never study or work with music on.
No,
it's way too distracting.
Yeah,
I couldn't either, but I found in really in now we can bring it back to sports. I found working in press boxes, so much is going on after the game. There's so much noise and peripheral noise and conversations that I just kind of started doing it then. And I find that the music kind of serves as the undertone. It kind of drowns everything else out. And
all right, that's a good one.
Yeah, Elvis is, like I said, I think someone else may have done Elvis too, but I just...
he's been on the list.
He's up there for me, and I did see him at the back. Talk about old venues here. Saw one of his concerts at the Bronco Bowl.
Ah, yes, the old Bronco Bowl. Greatness. Okay, David, band that made you fall in love with music.
This is the one where, the Beatles or Stones could certainly be on this list. But like I said, I thought that was kind of a cop-out. I kind of put the super bands, you know, those two and U2 and others in a different category and didn't really include them in this. So when I'm thinking of going back in this period, and again, there are several here, but this group, there was just a foreboding to it. There was something I think it kind of captured the times, and they had done it a little bit differently than the other groups, and I'm talking about this.
Uh-oh.
So creepy.
You think they were creepy?
Oh, my gosh. Especially as a little kid. Every one of their songs scared me.
Great
Especially
mood music.
There's a killer on the road. Oh, really yes. Creeped me out.
I knew Gordon would like this.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I was late to the Doors party. I was kind of against them because I knew some people who were way into them.
That's the other thing, too.
After
yeah, those
I
people
listened
turn
for
you.
A while, I'm like, okay. They definitely are unique. You know, they have their own sound. The baritone singer. And
I think that's what drew me to them. I mean, you had the elements of what you were getting there, but it was just... The mood was so different than the others.
I think I was also always annoyed because people always said I looked like that guy. So that annoyed me.
I thought you looked like him after he died.
Yes. Post-mortem, yes. Jim Morrison.
All right, David, band that changed your life.
Very quickly on that one.
Question.
The tie-in on that, apparently Riders on the Storm, from what people can tell, the first time it was ever performed live was in Dallas at the State Fair Music Hall.
Wow. Weird. Never
in
heard
December,
that before.
They did a show in December of 1970 at the State Fair Music Hall. And it's believed, I've actually heard the live recording, and that's believed to be the first time they did it. Of course, then they went to New Orleans the next night, and then Jim Morrison wasn't around much longer after that next night in New
Way
Orleans.
Way to go, Gordon.
Mm.
Way to go.
Sorry.
Okay, let's go on to the next one here. Band that changed your life.
again, this came down to two for me. Very difficult. Went back and forth. And I viewed this as maybe not changing my life and my day-to-day existence, but opened me up to a different area of music that maybe I hadn't followed that closely before, and then I would come to love going forward. And it's kind of the, while this guy isn't really associated with the Americana strain, I mean, I think there's certainly elements there. And it was the whole idea of taking different genres and mixing them and exactly where you are. And Johnny Cash I went with, and I really wrestled with, but at the end I switched over to this performer.
Ways to wear this song.
Is this Muppets? What is
Ray Neil Young? By the way, nobody will answer the Muppets to the question, band that changed your life.
I don't know. That's some good tunes.
Yeah, this is greatness.
Such a joke voice, George. You know it.
It's unique.
You know it's a joke voice.
It's different.
If I brought this into you and played it for you,
I'd say that's the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not saying that he's not great.
Well, we used to try to sell my dad on Neil Young, and it was the biggest insult to
just
music.
I don't think
parents were into that.
It's like, I love Morrissey, but I totally understand how somebody goes,
oh, I know.
Wait a second, is that guy singing for real?
Sure.
When they first hear him.
Oh, I get it. There's a lot of people who hear this for the first time start laughing.
Well, you see, my problem here is because him and Johnny Cash have the same sort of timbre to their voice, so it's very difficult
yeah,
for me
exactly.
to choose between the two.
Okay, next up on the questionnaire, band that surprised you.
Band surprised me. There have been several here of late. I went with this one, probably came across them 12 years ago.
I need some help. I don't
know.
Yeah,
who is this? Yeah. I like this.
New Pornographers.
Huh. Oh, I really like that.
Say that again.
The New Pornographers.
What a name. Yeah, I like this.
That's nice.
We're out of Vancouver.
Interesting. Okay. Guilty Pleasure. David Moore's Guilty Pleasure.
Guilty Pleasure. The kids will love this. In fact, they came through a few years ago, and I had a very nice conversation with a young high school gentleman from Tyler who skipped his final few classes of the day so he could come to the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie to hear this band.
In tune-ish.
Discordant music.
It's accordion music? Is that what you said?
No, discordant. No, I was going, you know. And I think, I love, one of my favorite albums is Paul Simon's Graceland. And I really think Vampire Weekend has some certainly an homage and an extension of Paul Simon and what he's done.
Okay. Well, let's cut that back a little bit and move on to band.
Wow. It down. It was okay. Bad music usually play the bad music.
Band that you should have seen in person by now.
Well, I actually was scheduled to see this band, but in these COVID times, which is understandable, it did not
happen.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry to hear that.
But this is a band, once we are able to see music live again, I love what they've done, especially what they've done in the last 2 to 3 years. I think they have really taken it to another level.
Who is this?
There ain't no man can't save me. There ain't no man.
David.
The Avett Brothers.
There you go.
You bet.
One of the networks is airing, maybe it was PBS, Avett Brothers Live at Red Rocks. It's great.
Is it? I haven't seen that yet.
I need to listen to them more. But I've heard I've really liked. I love them.
Their HBO doc is fantastic, too.
I saw them at Southside once, and they were fantastic.
And again, I think what they've come back with in the last, since 2018, I think they've put a couple out since then. I love both of those, too.
All right, and finally, great band to see live.
This is where I kind of, you can't ignore the super band or the super act, because there's just something about seeing these groups. And I think they're a dying breed. I think you're going to see them less and less. These shows are going to be less iconic. You just don't have the super groups you did or super performers. But, you know, all of them had the Stones in here. I tell you what, last year I went to out to the temple, the old temple, and you know, heard McCartney, which I thought he was wonderful. That show far exceeded my expectations. But as far as live, seeing this guy several times, just the energy, just the crowd buying in, Bruce Springsteen.
Yep. Hard to argue that.
David, I appreciate it.
Hey, there's Bruce. Thank you, Bruce, for stopping by. I appreciate it.
I like the ranch reports too, man. Those are good.
All right, David, awesome job. Sorry, we got to run. I'm running late, but fantastic work. You didn't disappoint. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks so much, guys. I loved it.
And we'll have Bruce call you off the air and you can continue the conversation.
Look out for the Giants this weekend.